Yes, mine is not the first heartbroken. My eyes are not the first to cry. I'm not the first to know there's just no getting over you. Just a fool who's willing to sit around and wait for you. But baby, can't you see there's nothing else for me to do? I'm hopelessly devoted.
And that was Melly.
Yay.
Melly, I am first, I believe. Yes.
Yo.
I liked that you did a song that I was familiar with, because I don't think I knew any of the songs tonight so far. Just sad. But I'm not sure how much I liked you on this very much. I think maybe you're a little too close to your mic or something. Something about your quality compared to the music seemed weird, because I felt that loudness, like as far as volume compared to the music, it was fine.
Yeah.
I think that if you like sang farther away from your mic and then just bumped up the volume of the gain on your microphone, that it would have been better. I think something about how the depth of the microphone just seemed off to me, so it made your quality sound weird, because you've sounded better before. As far as quality is concerned. I didn't feel that you went anywhere with this, and that it all stayed kind of on the same level also. I would have liked you to... It also felt, again, that it also felt to me that it was just a typical... Like, for this song, it needs a stylistic voice.
Yeah.
I felt that it was just Melly's general singing voice singing this. And it's like, if you're going to sing a different genre or something, you need to adapt your voice to that. Like, for example, if you were to just in general, I mean, just as a rule of thumb, if you're going to sing a different song, you generally don't want to sing,
sing
country, for example, with an operatic type voice. If your voice is,
uh-huh.
You need to adapt your style of voice. And I didn't feel that you did that. Melly, by the way, for those of you who didn't know, and I'm just going to plug it right here, conquered her voice.
Dun, dun, dun. And is a pony.
And should be a pony, yes.
She should be.
But yeah, I felt Melly that you, it was kind of just your regular singing voice here, and that it didn't really go anywhere, and it could have and should have. So I would have liked to see you have done that, and I didn't feel that it did that. But I didn't hate it either. And I think that you are probably, I think this is still a solid entry either way, but I think there could have been a lot more that didn't happen with this. Yeah. Valk, what do you think?
I think that's kind of the risk you take when you do such an iconic song. Because, like, I was expecting, like, Olivia Newton-John nuances in this, and then I didn't hear them, and I was sad. I liked your emotion on this. I feel like vocally it didn't have any dynamics, though. But, like, I could definitely feel, like, the kind of, like, desperation in your voice and stuff. I liked the verses, but I think that when you got to the choruses, you needed to belt the choruses. And there were some pitchy parts in the choruses as well. Like, I think one of the devoteds, and I think that was it. I think that was the word. In the second chorus sounded pitchy, and, like, I didn't notice this before, but I think, like, you do this weird thing where, like, instead of, like, pushing the note out, you, like, dip, like, I noticed it when you did devoted, you, like, dip down and, like, kind of do, like, an airy kind of, like, I don't want to say squeak because that sounds mean, but it's kind of like an airy kind of, like, thing. I don't know how to explain it.
There was an airy quality in some parts, yeah.
Instead of just, like, it sounded like you, like, wanted to, almost, like, belt that. Mm. Yeah, it sounded like you wanted to belt that, but instead you, like, did an airy sort of dip, and, like, I think this song would have benefited a lot if you, like, belted some parts and then did, like, if you had belted the choruses and then did the verses soft like you did, I think it would have been better. Mm-hmm. But this wasn't bad. Like I said, I like the emotion. It was, like, a middle-of-the-road submission for me.
I don't think you did, like, very many technical problems, like, so much as you weren't as good as you could have been.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I want to hear Popstar Melly, because Popstar Melly is epic.
Yeah. Popstar. Anyways. That's, I think we're good on Melly.
Awkward.
You good? Do you want to say anything else, or?
Ponies. All right, I'm done. That is my obsession at the moment.
I need spring to be here. No. All right. So, speaking of spring, and also not, Sundance Girl is up next.
When I was younger, I saw my daddy cry and curse at the wind. He broke his own heart and I watched as he tried to reassemble it. And my mama swore that she would never let herself forget. And that was the day that I promised I'd never sing of love that does not exist. But darling, you are the only exception. 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 Maybe I know somewhere deep in my soul love never lasts. We've got to find other ways to make it alone or keep a straight face. And I've always lived like this, keeping a comfortable distance. up until now I'd sworn to myself that I'm content with loneliness, because none of it was ever worth the risk. You are the only exception. 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 I've got a tight grip on me. You are the only exception. 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 You are the only exception, and I'm on my way to believing. Oh, and I'm on my way to believing.
All right, and that was Sundance Girl.
Paramore.
Or the only exception. That one, this song I do know by Paramore. Okay, good.
Probably from Glee.
So Valk, you're first on this one. I think Valk is gonna probably critique all the good ones tonight. All the really good ones. And maybe all the judges too. I don't know. Alright, so Valk, go ahead.
I liked this. I thought your voice was pretty on it. I think we gave you this note in the auditions, but I think you sounded too airy at parts, and you needed to, like, get more support in, like the chorus and, like, the, blah-da-blah reality whatever part. I feel like that needed more support so it sounded stronger, since that's, like, the part the song's building to, and it was just like airy, and kind of it sounded like you were tensing up when you were trying to do the higher notes instead of like transitioning to your oh no, that actually happens too. I don't know, it just sounds like you were tense and like in your, not like in your throat, like kind of like that halfway point where you're like trying to get to your head voice but it's stuck in your throat. That's what it sounded like to me when you were doing the high notes at that part with the, whatever, reality, blah, 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 I thought, something, something, something. I think the emotion in this was pretty good. You could have pushed it a little bit more, but that's just kind of nitpicky. I think this was one of the better submissions for tonight. Was there, like, a weird echo on her voice, like a lot of reverb or something?
I think there was maybe a reverb thing, but it didn't feel that odd to me. I noticed it, but it just didn't feel that odd.
Oh. I don't like reverb, you can notice. No. I just thought it was kind of weird. It was, like, a lot... it kind of, like, clashed with the song a tiny bit to me. I don't know. Maybe, like, tone it down a little bit next time, because this is... Well, this is also, like, kind of acoustic, so, like, with acoustic songs, yeah, you're kind of better with little or no reverb.
Yeah, with it, usually, generally as a rule of thumb, acoustic or usually piano, you know, where there's not a lot of instruments, you just kind of want to hear your voice know.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a more of a purer thing that way.
Yeah. This was pretty good.
But yeah, no, I like this too. I like how kind of how you started here. Although you kind of, and I don't know if this was a choice or if maybe it's just your voice. I don't know how old you are, but you had somewhat of a young sounding, like it was just not as if a not experienced voice, but it sounded like you were a little kid singing this to me, like or just younger than what I would imagine probably the general VH population to be.
I liked that about this though, because it sounded like pure.
Well, no, I mean, it didn't sound like nothing was bad about that. I just don't know that it fit this song for me. Like, I liked how she did it though, and like what she did was good. I'm just not sure I liked how it fit with the song. Although I wouldn't say anything bad about it. I would have just said do something else instead. Maybe, I'd have to listen to it again. Some of your R notes. Like you,
I think
are...
it fits Sundance Pony.
Sundance Pony. Some of your R notes where you do the dip on the note, and
oh,
this
yeah,
kind of area,
I forgot
didn't seem it. Smooth. Like it was a rougher thing. It didn't seem like I'm pretty sure you didn't do this because that would have just been insanely difficult to do. But it almost seemed like you were singing like one note and then like doing another take almost to sing the part. As to end it out, like it
yeah,
just,
the R sounded a little low for you.
And something about the switch happened, like because I think you felt that saying the right notes and all the notes that you had were there, but something about getting to them seemed wrong. But I still think that it's still hard to do that correctly, and like even thinking myself trying to do what those notes need, it would still be difficult. But I think you did fine though. I mean, I like this. I think your quality was good. I think your mixing was good too here.
Yeah,
I wanted
I like
this a lot more
up.
Than I did though. Like I liked it and like it's one of the better ones of the night so far. But I wanted to like this a lot more, and I think you could have been like quite super epic on this if you had maybe spent a little bit more time on it. But nothing bad. So don't take that wrong, but I did like this. I think that is it then for you.
Yo.
And next we have Megadizzy.
Yay!